Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents. Last week, we talked about personal income tax and the statute of limitations there. This week, we'd also like to talk about taxes, and this week, we'd like to talk about property tax elimination, a topic that has been going on in Harrisburg for a long time with no clear solution. Talk to us about what you're proposing.
Chuck, one of the reasons I ran for office was to eliminate property taxes. I believe a property tax is probably the most unfair tax that you can possibly imagine. Imagine paying a sales tax on your automobile every year that you owned it. It just doesn't make sense. So I've been looking at all the legislation. I've been in office now about 21 months, and I've looked at all the legislative efforts in the past, and they've typically failed. This has been going on for almost 40 years that we're trying to get it done. And I'm 67, so it's been virtually the vast majority of my life. So working with different property tax rights groups, working with teachers, school boards, and others, been trying to collect feedback. And so what I'll be doing in the latter part of 2018, 2019, is working on a bill that does the following. It separates property tax elimination into two separate components. One is to eliminate property taxes. We're saying that we are in favor of it. And all of the studies that I've done so far said that most of the legislators believe that we want to get rid of property taxes. The hang-up comes is on the second piece, which is how do you pay for it? So my bill is going to be creating a commission that basically says that commission of legislators will work together 12 months after the property tax elimination bill would be done, that would basically say, what are the replacement taxes? And they would be constrained. It would have to be a personal income tax or an earned income tax. It would have to be a sales tax change, or it would have to be something on unearned income. And those parameters are very strict, very similar to House Bill 76 and Senate Bill 76. But what it does is it says, let's craft it. Let's find out what we need to do to tax. And here's why I like it. We would time the bill to go into effect 2 years from the time it's passed. We would time it so that it would take effect on October 1st. And the reason October 1st is a key date is prepaid property taxes in Pennsylvania are the way we do things. So when you get your fall property taxes for your school, those taxes are paid a year in advance. So what would happen is, in say, let's make up a year, in September 2019, you would have made your last tax payment under the old property tax system. Then starting in October of 2019, the school districts would start collecting those taxes that related to the new bill. So in essence, they'll be earning that income over a 12-month span prior to the next September 30th, allowing the school districts to build up that buffer that they need so that it protects the school districts and the solvency of its fund. The bill that I'm proposing gives the greatest control to the school districts to where the money goes to the school district without going through the state. The money that does go to the state would be done in the Department of Treasury as an escrow fund and would protect everybody across the board. So we're going to be unveiling this. I'm meeting with different groups now, constituencies, to get their feedback on it. I've worked with some of the property tax rights groups, and I believe this is a solution that will work. The final aspect of this, I think, is so particularly important, is once the bill is passed to eliminate property taxes, I can't imagine any other legislator is going to come back and say, I want to kill the next part of this, and then tell their constituents that they're going to have to put the property taxes back into the system. One of the states that did this, a very similar thing, was the state of Michigan. And they broke it. It's called bifurcation. They bifurcated the problem. Eliminate the one tax and then come up with the replacement tax once people get acclimated to the fact, here's how much I'm going to save. And so the state of Michigan did it very, very successfully. And we've seen this in other areas that when you bifurcate a difficult problem, it allows it to get taken care of much more quickly. And I'm convinced in talking with leadership that we've got a plan that's going to work.
Representative Ryan, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.